everybody. How you doing? This is the Quentin and Maya Show. My name is Quentin.
And my name is Maya.
And we are here at the Quentin Maya Show. And today our topic, we're going to do part two of the unspoken needs of a woman. Now, so this is what we're going to do. Last week, we scratched the surface on what a woman needs. This week, we're going to continue on with this pressing T. Maya likes to call it tea. Me, it's just some coffee.
You crazy.
Just some coffee. But anyway, so tonight we're going to address the following needs according to, I read an article this week, and it has some pressing things in reference to women's needs. This relationship coach guy by the name of Jordan Gray, number one best author on Amazon, really sounds pretty good. I had these questions because last week I didn't really have no backup, so I wanted to really know what was going on with a woman. So Maya had gave me all her perspective. So he said he has this article, Seven Things All Women Need in a Relationship. What do you think about that, Maya?
Tell me. I'm listening.
Okay. So if the first one says to feel loved.
I agree. I think that a woman needs to feel love in a relationship, and that's one of the things that is that goes unspoken for many women, because whether you're in a relationship and you're not married or whether you're in a relationship and you are married, one of the key essential things that I would definitely say with a woman needing to feel love is the fact that if she doesn't get loved in her home or if he, it can go both ways.
Yeah.
Then they're going to get that love from somewhere else. So I think that's very important. And as a man, you will want your woman to feel that you love her, because if you don't love her, you don't care for her, you don't treat her like her, you know, the queen that she is, then you dealing with a whole nother ball field of things that can happen and go wrong in a relationship.
And that's your story. You gonna stick with it?
That is it.
Well, according to Mr. Gray, he said when women feel love, they relax and open up to us men. So the arguments, the dispatch, all that, you know, they want to feel love. The sex is abundant and their nurturing feminine energy flows throughout our lives. Not feeling love in the subtext of every argument that you and your partner have. If she is unhappy that you are going out with your friends, or she's upset about her day at work, or she is only responding to you with brief snippets of sentences, then the cause is most likely her not feeling loved enough.
Okay, so let me stop you right there.
Okay.
You reading from what you see in an article.
Yeah.
I'm going to read, and I'm going to tell you reality of what it really truly is.
Cool.
And what women really truly say. One of the biggest things that I've made note of is the fact that a woman likes and loves a man to take the initiative. Now, ladies, I'm sure y'all can agree. I like a man that can take the initiative, not only being that leader in my house, but taking initiative to do plenty of things. And I'm gonna make sure I'm sensitive with the ears tonight, so I won't say certain things. But if y'all are grown and y'all know what I mean,
you just gotta speak it.
So if y'all know what I mean, a man to take the initiative to love her, take the initiative to make sure that she feels secure. Take the initiative to make sure that she feels like nothing else matters besides a and then, you know, the rest follows.
Okay.
But a woman needs to feel that. Not only does a woman need to feel that, I think it is essential that men are sensitive and they are basically beating to the same drum. So, ladies, do y'all know what I mean? Meaning that when you are with a man, you want a man that you don't have to tell him everything that you feel. You want a man that is able to touch you in places without literally touching you.
Watch out now.
You want a man that can truly give you what you need without having to say, Quentin, I need this, and Quentin, and because I'm going to be honest, after time, you know how men are. Sometimes they do not listen. They just don't listen.
Am I beating to the same
and,
drum as you?
Well,
just let me know.
Do you see how he's not paying attention? So I want him to listen to me, because realistically, women do want men or a man in their life that can listen and hear them. And it doesn't have to be verbal. It can be your body language can tell it all. Like, if I come home and my husband is complaining or he's saying something or I'm grumpy, then if he don't know by now, he should know what I want.
Okay.
Right?
I know what you want.
Do you know what I want?
I definitely know what you
want. Do you be know? And he don't always know what I want because he be caught up in things that's going on around him, and that is true. You know, life gets the best of us and things happen. But if you know your woman and you know her needs, one of the biggest things that I want to talk about, Quentin, as it pertains to wanting to know, you know, what a woman needs and what she wants, what is your take on it when it comes to women crossing the boundaries with sharing their feelings with their friends, mostly like female friends, because their men or their man can't understand or can't relate. So some of those same conversations about, you know, how men constantly want to have sex, you know, all the time, nothing is never good enough. It's always, I want more, 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 and more. Now, granted, I know we got the goods, but in the same token, we get tired and sometimes, and
so you get tired of great intercourse. I mean, it don't always gotta be physical, but just the intimacy.
Okay,
you
so
get tired of that.
So it doesn't have
Are
to.
You
so
me that you get tired.
Yes, don't be acting like that because I'm gonna knock the piss out of you. See, that's the reason why I can't be on here with him because I'm serious. Like. Women do. Not saying that, you know, granted, that is probably... So let me ask you this. This brings me to the topic of addiction. What is your silent addiction? Because everyone has an addiction. Whether it's clothes, whether it's food, whether it's...
I'm pleading on this one.
I want you to tell me, what is your addiction?
I understand we're being transparent, but you trying to make me have to say something I don't want to say.
No, what is your addiction? Seriously.
My addiction is you.
No.
It is. It's addiction. And Jesus.
No, I'm
yes,
serious.
It really is. I am addicted to you. Since the day I met you, baby, I've been addicted ever since. I've been hooked. You like that hair on. No, I'll just play it. But for real, I am addicted to taking care of you, making sure.
No, that's
together.
Not what I'm asking you. You're okay. Skipping the question. See, you see how men don't listen?
I'm not skipping
I just
the question.
Asked him what is his addiction. Addiction can be lust. Addiction can be food. Addiction can be shopping. Addiction can be whatever. And each and every one of us, the truth of the matter is, no matter what you say and no matter how you feel, because some people still ain't there yet, where y'all still in that immature stage.
Callers,
go ahead. One
call
second.
In 657-383-0646. That number is 657-383-0646. Call us in, chime in. We're gonna let y'all come in here live and help me out. Okay, because she tried to put me on the spot. Then when I try to explain myself, then she want to cut me off like she's some type of professor.
Woo!
So, therefore, if you can call in 657-383-0646, the Quentin Meyer live show.
And that's the reason why it's those unspoken words, because stuff like that. So I want you to tell them you still haven't answered my question about addiction. What is your addiction?
My addiction, I was honest about my addiction. My addiction is making sure I take care of you. That's the truth. I'm not gonna lie about it. It's really the truth. I don't have no secret addiction. I don't.
So you struggle with nothing?
I had struggles when I was out in the world. I'm not gonna talk about that now because therefore
So I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm not gonna tell y'all my addiction, but I'm gonna tell you what I like. So, you know, I enjoy, you know, touching and rubbing and loving and being spontaneous and doing things like that with my husband because I'm married, so I have the right to speak and I'm going to say it. I don't have a problem with it, and I actually enjoy it. But sometimes, ladies, these unspoken words, we want something different, like bring something different. Like how many women out there can contest that when you with a man – for a certain length of time, you sometimes, and it's not just for me, this is from feedback that I've been getting, where you get that same old, you know, same old loving, same old treatment, same old however you want to put it. Am I right or wrong?
Right. You're right.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
So we're going to have someone come in actually on tonight that's going to be calling in and speaking about a perspective from another woman. so that y'all won't think I'm sitting up here beating up on Quentin, because that's not the case. But I want to keep it real, because the purpose of this is to be transparent and to discuss things that that goes unspoken. So I'm going to move it along.
Thank you.
In reference to women needing their space. Now, how many ladies out there that have a man? Now, y'all heard what his addiction is, and he wasn't really lying. That is one of his addictions. I'm sure he got a second one that he haven't told me about, and which is another topic for another day. But needing space. See, I work with my husband 5 days a week, 7 days a week.
Beautiful thing.
I go to bed with my husband. I wake up with my husband. So you better believe that I need some time away from my husband. So, Quinn, I want you to tell, you know, be honest of how you used to feel, you know, being with a person too much to, for, you know, being with a person all the time. That's the and what you feel about it.
Fatima coming in. Answer that call.
So we got a call real quick. So we're going to put this on hold and go ahead and answer that call, please.
Thank you, Ms. Maya.
And y'all can only hear the call that's calling in if you're actually on the
live
stream.
657-383-0646. Again, 657-383-0646. Hello, caller. Tell me your name.
My name is Fatima Miller.
Hello, Ms. Miller.
We have Fatima Miller on the line. She's coming on to give us some input.
Where are you calling from?
High Point, North Carolina.
High Point, North Carolina in the house. Okay, Ms. Fatima, let us know what your perspective is of our topic. What are your needs?
Well, I think men need to understand how to love women. And I think a lot of men, they love us how they want to love us and not how we need to be loved. Say, for instance, I like gifts on every holiday, and I want an Easter basket. I want to go out. I want to dress up on Halloween. I want something on Christmas, my birthday. And men think, oh, you don't need something on every holiday. Well, that's what I like. So you got to love me. You got to give me what I want, not what you think I want. So that's important,
right?
To love me. I want to be loved, and I like to be loved with gifts and trips, and not necessarily monetary stuff, but things like that are how I like, you know, how to be loved. Like,
okay, but
what I pay to do.
Miss Miller, all men know that that's what y'all, what you women love is make sure you're getting gifts and taken care of and nurtured and hold and scared squads tight. We want to know the unspoken things.
That's what
that
she
we
just said.
No, because she we already know
no,
that.
No, she just said men. Go ahead, Fatima.
No, what I said is that men need to understand what I like. No, you might say, oh, I give her a gift because it's her birthday or it's our anniversary. I said that I like an Easter basket. Some people think that's silly, but hell, I want a gift on every holiday. That's just what I like. I want on every holiday is important to me. So it may be minute to a man. Oh, why would she want an Easter basket? Why she want to do this? But that's important to me. Sometimes
you want an Easter
right
basket.
Off,
what you want in your Easter basket? Tell me what you want in your Easter basket.
And Fatima, tell me that's the fun part about it, because men don't think outside of the box.
Let me go Easter egg hunt for some lingerie in my basket. It could be all kind of stuff in my basket. Ain't got to be no Easter eggs. It's a grown woman basket. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
right.
We're going to make sure that Fatima Miller husband understand that she want her Easter green grass and other things in it.
So, Fatima, you brought up a good point. Men want to love us the way that they think they need to love us, not the way that we actually want them to love us, correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. Like, some people love because they want to be physically touched all the time. Some people want you to tell them
exactly. They're
beautiful all the time. Other people say, you know what, just buy me gifts. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody is loved in different ways. And, you know, I prefer, you know, gifts, and I prefer confirmations of, hey, Fatima, you know, you're doing a great job. You're doing this. Some men don't tell their women anything. They just assume that you think that they're doing a good job. They don't tell you nothing.
Right.
So,
right.
People are loved in different ways.
So that's another thing. Hold on, Quentin. I don't want to talk over you, but I don't want to forget what I need to say. So that's another reason why men get too complacent in a relationship, and they start coming at at us as if it's the you can have the same thing all the time. And then not just that, Fatima, when you've known or been in a relationship for a certain length of time, what irks you the most? And I'm sure you can contest to this, that men feel like they can still treat you the way that they met you. You know,
exactly.
You grow.
These are the words right out of my mouth. And one thing that irritates me is that, oh, well, you didn't like that when you were 20 and 25. Well, I'm telling you that I like that now. You know, we have to go into a debate about, oh, well, this is you were like this at 18, 20. Well, I'm in my 30s now. This is what I like now. So,
exactly. You know, Miss Miller, I can attest to that. Listen, man, I know for a fact, okay? Whatever that woman loved or liked whenever you first met her, that's not her no more, okay? It's the same skin or whatever. Hair might be different. But one thing you got to realize, you're going to have to get to know that lady every single day that you're with her because things is going to change. She might not like roses
okay,
for her
so,
anniversary
so,
anymore.
So hold up.
You
hold
see
up.
What I'm saying, people?
Hold up.
No, Miss
hold
Maya.
Up.
You
no,
know what?
Ain't no Miss Maya.
I cannot wait till next week. I promise you. Next week, we're going to talk
hey,
about men's unspoken because.
Hold up, Fatima. Can you go ahead and talk about, I want you to mention and touch on my next thing that I was going to bring up about men being honest because we were talking about addictions because every person have an addiction. And, you know, my husband is kind of hesitant, so he's playing the safe card. But that is one of those things that in relationships, when to tell and what to take to your grave. What do you feel about that, those unspoken words that we would never, ever speak to our man, but we may necessarily, you know, we may speak with, you know, our homegirls, possibly. What you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a real person, so sometimes I say too much in my relationship. I get dinged for that because I may say, you know what, I feel like cheating on you today, and I may just, you know, that's going to tell you straight. I'm very upfront about shit. You're not doing what you're supposed to do, then I may just tell you how I'm feeling, so I'm a different kind of chick, but normally what you take to your grave is cheating. I probably wouldn't expose that to my spouse if I'm trying to keep my relationship alive. I probably wouldn't say
You know
that.
What? Those are things that need to be spoken. You know, because today we was in my office and we was talking about amongst one of us staff here. And basically, you know, when we do not as men pay attention to our wife, because it was a thing on here talking about, I just didn't understand it. And I wanted to make sure about women wanting to feel seen. I didn't understand that until I read this in this article. And so they chimed in, was like, well, you know, I like to be seen sometime. You know, I want that attention. You know, if I don't get that attention, therefore, if I ain't feeling a certain type of way, I'm going to go look somewhere else. I'm going to feel like looking somewhere. Not saying I actually
am. And let me explain.
Which is true.
Right.
Which is true. I understand. When they broke it down.
Well, that's where I come in, because that's what I usually say. I feel like cheating because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So, therefore, I haven't really had to deal with a lot of the stuff because I kind of nip mine in the bud. So, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm about to get on Match.com. Hey, you need to do something. So, and things change very, very quickly, I tell you,
Right. So, Fatima, can you contest? How long have you been married?
I've been married almost 13 years.
And over the course of you being married, have you ever been to a point where you've been married and at some point that you actually felt like you were still alone? Because, you know, even though you had a spouse there, you still felt alone. And as a
absolutely.
Woman, being married and or being in a relationship and still feeling alone,
can you
elaborate?
You still feel single in a marriage.
Absolutely
still single.
While wondering about the road.
Okay, really? You said wait for ten. I'm sorry.
You can feel single in a marriage. That is very true, especially if you have, say, for instance, you have a husband that travels all the time and you're a wife that's running the company and you got to take care of all the kids. Even though he's doing what he's supposed to do, you just feel single because you're by yourself a lot. You feel like you're holding a lot of things down. So I think men, sometimes they forget that, you know, because nothing against them because they are doing what they're supposed to do. They're paying the bills. They have a job that keeps them out all the time. But, you know, you have to go to doctor's appointments and teacher conferences and run your business and have dinner ready for time to get home. And if he leaves at 6 and don't come back home to 7, you're pretty much a single married person. That's how it works.
Yeah, and see, that is cool, because the thing about it, like, when my wife is away from me, if I'm away from my wife, I try to do something spontaneous that she's not expecting, because whenever I'm not here or she's not with me, you know, I'm going to send something that is going to actually, you know, make her think about me, you know. That,
I know, that's right.
You know, like sending a flower, sending some candy, just something that she really wasn't expecting because she was out of town or I was out of town and I send her something. You know,
that's,
I mean, because I'm not there physically, but I just want to let her know that even though I'm gone or that you're gone, this is something.
Okay, so let me take a little twist to this. So for the ladies out there as a whole, when a man asks you, because we're going to go back to these unspoken words, when a man asks you how many sex partners have you had, do you be honest? Do you truly
Absolutely.
Be honest?
Absolutely. I do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't ask me a question you don't want the answer to, honey. I'm just saying. We're going to keep it real. So, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we appreciate you calling in.
Tell them Maya and Quentin, don't come for me if I ain't sending for you now. So you sent that request
I know that's
over.
Right.
So I
we appreciate
Absolutely.
It so much, Ms. Fatima, for you calling in, giving us your insight of unspoken needs of yourself and other women. You may be speaking for other women out here.
So thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Callers, 657-383-0646. 657-383-0646. We're on Periscope also at Quentin Cullens. Okay, you can follow us on Periscope at Quentin Cullens. And also on FaceTime Live, Quentin Cullens FaceTime. Not FaceTime, but Facebook Live, man. It's new to me. We're going to take another caller. Hello, caller. How you doing? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, are you there? Hello, are you there?
All right. Hello, caller. How you doing? This is the Quentin Maya Live Show. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
I think that's Paula Dixon. Paula Dixon, are you there? Paula Dixon, are you there? We have you live on the radio show tonight.
We're really trying our best to keep it together. I promise you we are. Okay, some people can't help themselves. Hello, Ms. Dixon, how are you doing?
Okay.
Okay. Some people just want to listen, Lord. We just want to listen.
Okay, so
I'm not calling to comment or anything. I didn't know
okay.
y'all can hear me.
You just busted out laughing. Yes, we can now.
Okay, well, continue to listen. We'll put you back on hold.
Hello, caller. How you doing? Hello, caller. How you doing? What's your name and where are you calling from?
I think that's Karen Gaffney.
Karen Gaffney.
And where are you calling from?
Florida City, North Carolina.
And what would you like to say on tonight's show about unspoken words from a woman?
Spoken needs.
Spoken needs.
What would I like to say?
Yes, ma'am.
Grateful, to be totally grateful. Did
totally
you hear
grateful
me?
For man being grateful, being grateful, appreciative of a woman.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to let you continue to listen in, and we're going to close out because we'll be off the air in 5 minutes. So thanks for calling in. You can continue to listen in, Ms. Gaffney. Y'all, we thank y'all for tuning in. We hope that you enjoyed it. And if you would like to give feedback, please do so. We will have great and more interesting topics discussing relationships, marriage, just an overview of a whole lot of different things that we are excited to even talk about on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. We do appreciate y'all for tuning in. And you got another question?
Yes, I really do, Miss.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, people, this is the Quentin and Maya live show, correct? I just want to make sure that this is the Quentin and Maya live. This is not, you know, sure. But next week is the Quentin show, because we're going to talk about the men, what our needs are, okay, the unspoken needs of a man, because we got some needs. See, I really couldn't talk about that. I just want to hear from a woman's perspective. Hope all these men listen to this, because, you know, so you can get this stuff so you can know what these women need. I think we already knew them, okay? But we got some stuff for them next week. Listen, I'm going to have some surveys out. I'm going to post them on Quentin and Maya Live Facebook page. Also, I'm going to post some ads also on Quentin Maya Live on Instagram. I'm going to post some surveys. Give me your thoughts or what you think, what your needs are. Email us, QuentinMaya@gmail.com. Okay? I think next week, men, please chime in, bring the funk. I'm telling you.
And ladies, make sure that the man that you have in your life, that he continues to treat you like a queen. He continues to love on you. Even if you're in a relationship for three years or 3 months, if you have made that decision to be with any man, that every man or any man that you are dealing with shall always treat you like a queen, put you first, of course, God, and then you, and the rest shall follow, because it is very important. It will help eliminate a lot of the issues that we will be talking about on upcoming shows as it pertains to infidelity. And one of the greatest things that Fatima Miller has stated as it pertains to being in a relationship and still feeling alone. I understand your needs, because as a woman, we like to know that we in that relationship with that man, they are in tune with us and they get us and not get too content. So we want to try to alleviate some of those things, especially when it comes to some of the most pressing topics that lead to divorce. And one of those two things is infidelity and finances. So that's going to be a great thing that we'll be talking about coming forward.
Are you ready for next week? Because you got to talk about my needs. You know, do you know my needs?
I know your needs. And ladies, I'm going to cut him off, because I want to know if y'all got any questions, because tonight is about women. So we're going to put you to the side so you can continue to listen.
I've been put to the side the whole show, people.
Okay. See, and
the
you see what? See, men need attention.
Listen, I need lots of attention. I need love. I feel like LL Cool J right now. I feel like LL Cool J right now. But I'm not going to even do that on here. But always remember this. God is everything, y'all. Make sure you keep God first in your life always.
I promise you.
I would not be where I'm at today. Sanity, spirituality, without God. God has blessed me and my family. He's blessed my marriage. Listen, always give God thanks about everything, man, because it's the little things that we look over, man. I'm telling you, put God first in everything that you do, man, and everything is sprout out. I'm telling you, man. Go to church this weekend, okay? Give God some blessing. Make sure you pay your tithes and give your offering. You get blessed off your offerings. Thank God for you. Love you. Bless you. Keep it real.
And remember, if you are in a relationship and you had trauma or any traumatic situation that may not have went the way that you thought it should go, allow those things to be the fuel that keeps the fire to bring y'all closer together and fight through any challenging situations that may come past you guys, because we know that past experiences is in the past and the future is much better.
Absolutely.
Y'all be blessed, and we love y'all.
Hey, take care of somebody. Hey, give somebody something. You see somebody in need, bless them with something, even if it's a penny, a dollar, a nickel, a quarter, or a pair, or some flowers or something. Bless in your giving.
Bye. Good night, y'all. Love y'all. Have a blessed night. 32.